Episode 1824, Let the Journey Begin.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? I know, can you believe it? You made it to midweek of the first full week of the new year. Now that's mouthful. It's Wellness Wednesday. Take a deep breath. It's time to let the journey begin. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Yes, mark your calendar in a few weeks. You're going to be getting some information about AIM. It's going to be exciting. You don't want to miss it. And it's only going to be offered to you here on the podcast. And if you're a newsletter subscriber, that's the only way you're going to hear about it. We're not sending out advertisements. I want to start by serving you as a thank you. I want us to join together and create an incredible community and continue to grow where God sees us fit. So let the journey begin. You know, your health is the most important thing. In order to take care of yourself, though, you have to make room for you. Let the journey begin. You only get one body. And no matter how advanced technology and science gets, nothing is better than the original. Well, as you know, we've moved a few times in our lifetime. And with a big family, you know, storing food is something I take very, very seriously as the CEO of the family. Well, we purchased our first refrigerator after my husband had completed his extensive training and fellowship. And also, it was our first brand new house that we ever purchased. Now, we had purchased a home before that, but this was a brand new house. I mean, no one had lived there. We even got to pick a few things out and it needed a refrigerator. So we bought the refrigerator. Well, when we lived up north before we moved down south here just recently, can you believe it? We've been here almost 2 years now. Do you know that we went through three brand new refrigerators with all the bells and whistles? It was the double door front entry with the pull out freezer. Oh yeah, you would have thought it was awesome, right? I went through three of them. The only thing they didn't have was the internet connection on the front of the doors. But otherwise, I mean, it had everything. It had the ice maker and the water. It had alarms. It even had sensors on the inside to make sure that your food wouldn't spoil. All this stuff. It was awesome. But how many did I go through? Three. But our first refrigerator? Yeah, it was humming and doing fine. No problem. In fact, to this day right now, we still have that refrigerator. There's something about the original. You were created with everything you need. You're the original. Your body is extraordinary, and if you take care of it, it will take care of you. But most of us aren't doing that. We're letting excuses get in our way. Come on now, let's get real. And then one of the biggest excuses I hear all the time is, I don't have time. I don't have time. If I counted how many times I was told that, I would be a billionaire with a B, no joke, a billionaire. And if I calculated how many times I said it, just alone what I have said, I would be a millionaire off of that. And you know what? We begin to convince ourselves with these words. And we put these ideas in our head that, yeah, really, honey, you don't have enough time. So don't bother yourself with it. Seriously, don't bother yourself with your heart health. Don't bother yourself with how much weight that you're carrying around your waist. No, not because you're pregnant. No, because visceral fat, right? There's issues. So it's time to get serious about how you are caring for yourself. Now, some people would say that self-care is overrated and selfish. Not. It's neither of those. It's completely the opposite. You must take care of yourself in order to care for those you love. You know, my journey regarding my body and then extending into my health, because at first it was more of a body thing for me. As I was getting older, I didn't really have a lot of struggle with weight growing up. It wasn't like I was heavy set or anything. However, I began to get into high school and I started pageants, and I wanted to trim down just a little bit because, you know what? One thing God didn't give me, and he already knows this. We have this discussion too often. He still wins the discussion though, is that I didn't get enough height. So I'm a little stocky, short and stocky. I've got legs. So, you know, I'm like, all right, this is not real good. Yeah, they're my strengths, but when it's pageant time, you got to slim down a little bit. So I would sit there and in 2 weeks, I could drop 10 pounds. And so I would do that every pageant prior to a couple weeks, a month or so ahead. I would sit there and I'd really slim down and it was good and I was fine. And it wasn't like I ate a lot. It wasn't like I ate a whole large pizza, but I did have complications. I'm not going to go into great detail because when you come into the AIM Academy, with us as a community of women, oh, I'm going to share stories that are going to knock your socks off. They scare me to death still. And some of the stories, well, they don't have an ending yet to them because I'm still in the middle of some of those chapters. You see, my body doesn't work like a normal person. I don't know why. My husband says it's because God wants to keep me pure. I'm sitting there saying, well, then why did he create food so tasty? Because I can't eat half of it. It's not fair. And I'm talking about like even just basic real food. My body is not normal, but it's still a gift from God. And so as much as I sit here and I beat myself up, and I'm telling you, I beat myself up way too often. I look in the mirror and I sit there and say, gosh, why do you weigh so much? Gosh, you know, if you just would have done this 2 years ago, you wouldn't be in this situation now. Oh, wait, but if you were doing this 15 years ago, maybe this wouldn't have happened 3 years prior to that. And then 2 years after that, well, you know, maybe you wouldn't be in the predicament you are now. I get talking in circles and it's ridiculous. Just as your excuses are ridiculous. Just as you saying, well, you know what? I don't have enough time. It can wait. You've already convinced yourself that you're not going to hit your New Year's resolutions or your intentions because you've already given in to all your excuses. At some point, you must come to the hard reality that you matter. Did you hear me? You matter. But you can only matter as much as you care for yourself. So let the journey begin. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Let the journey begin. It's time that you get serious about how you're going to take care of you. But you know what? There is a fee that you're going to have to pay. Everything costs something, right? Well, this fee, F-E-E, is going to help you begin that journey. Number one, fuel your body with excellent nutrition. Yes, I know you know this, but you may not really think of it in some ways. A lot of this stuff is very basic, but if it was so basic, then why are we not all doing it? Why are we having problems with obesity with our children? Our children, there's a problem with that. So if you're like, hey, I got this all under control, that's awesome. Go help somebody else. But if you're like, well, I could work a little bit in this area when it comes to healthy living, then listen up. Fuel your body with excellent nutrition. What you feed on, you will continue to crave. If you eat Twinkies, what do you think you're going to want more of? More Twinkies, more cakes and cookies. I'm telling you that sugar is addictive. Just like alcohol and tobacco and vaping and all that junk out there. And it may not seem like a big deal. Oh, you know, I just have a soda or two every day. And, you know, I drink my coffee, but I load it up with sugar and cream. And then when I'm done with that, seriously, let's really start looking at what you're putting into your body. We can reason out anything to be good. I know. You're talking to the master of reason here. I can look in the mirror and convince myself that everything I'm doing is 100% right when I know everything I'm doing is 100% wrong. So fuel your body with excellent nutrition. Let me ask you this question. What do you want to look like? That's kind of a strange question, isn't it? When we're talking about fueling your body with excellent nutrition. I don't know how many years ago this was. It was an aha moment for me. I've done so many dishes in my lifetime. I did dishes when I was a wee, wee little thing. Probably as soon as I could stand up tall enough to reach in. I can remember when I was young, my mom would have me do the dishes. And it's not that I didn't mind. I mean, maybe I complained about it. I don't know. You'll have to ask her. But I remember when I was little enough that my arms would get, my sleeves would be so wet because I couldn't hold my arms up right, so they would kind of come at an angle, and so the water would always run down, and so my sleeves would catch the water. Well, as I grew older, I was doing dishes, and I know this was way after I had been married. We'd had, I don't know how many multiple children by that time, but I saw some food that had been left out. I hadn't done the dishes, you know, the night before, not like you've ever experienced that, right? Your kitchen's always clean every single morning. If so, you need to come to my house and tell me how you do that, because still to this day, it just doesn't happen always. I would love for it to, but you know, I don't always do things right every single time, and that's called real life. And it's okay. That's something that I'm all right with. You know, if I have a dirty sink, I'm not going to beat myself up over it because I spent time with the family instead. It's an intentional decision. But back to the food in the dish. So it's sitting down there, and it's not like a lot. It's like, you know, you empty out the sauce bowl from spaghetti, or maybe you have a little bit of leftover of something else, and it's just a little bit, and it's sitting there. So you come in the next morning, and you're like, oh, what is this? And you notice it's kind of hard around the edges of the pan, and it's real crispy. And you notice it's kind of like, just kind of chunky. Then you begin to add water, and you notice it doesn't move. It's like it sticks there and stays there. Then you add the detergent so you can kind of wash it and clean it so you can go ahead and put it in the dishwasher so it can wash it and clean it and sterilize it for you. Well, then you begin to scrub it, and you're like, this stuff's not coming off. You know, it's just a stainless steel pan, nothing fancy. But the problem is I stood there and thought, if this is what I'm eating and it's just sitting here exposed, what is it doing to the insides of me? If water just doesn't naturally begin to break it down, what is it doing to my body? And then I thought, well, if my body's not breaking it down and it is stuck somewhere, then what more damage is it doing if I can't get it out? Okay, that sent my mind wild. And this was way, way, way before I started going through all my junk and my stuff in my health. And I was like, oh my gosh, something's got to change here. So what do you want to look like? Do you want to look like that left on dry food that's hard to get off, that just doesn't do anything? Or do you want to feel and look fresh and plump, rejuvenized and ready for anything? There's something about that. And when you fuel your body with excellent nutrition, you've got to enrich it, your body with those, you know, vitamins and nutrients that God made, not that a machine made. Yeah, I'm not really into robots. I'm just saying, when it comes to food, stick to God made. Much better, much tastier, and your insides will love you more. So number one, the cost of that fee that you're going to pay, fuel your body with excellent nutrition. Number two, energize with intentional movement. Now, no, this isn't just about fitness and exercise. It's about moving your body like it was created to move. The more you sit, the more you stay. It all goes to the dogs. Woof, woof. Think about that. Our technology, our advancement in this world is causing us to do what? Sit more. It is a fact. I don't care what study you want to find, we are sitting more. go back all the way back to when we were plowing fields, walking behind a push plow, you know, we had gardens. I can remember, okay, not exactly I can remember, my mom would tell me stories that, you know, every 3 or 4 days they would go in to get the fresh bread, or they would have the milk delivered. You know, it wasn't like they just had the refrigerators, like 3 refrigerators like we went through, right? Maybe they were better off having the ice box in those olden days, because it would have cost a lot less for me to not have to go through so many refrigerators, but that's for another episode. When we look at our intentional movement, and all we do is we find ourselves sitting and we're not moving anymore because we don't have to hardly get up. It's crazy that we have these little mini refrigerators, as convenient as they are. Do you have to have one right next to your desk so all you have to do is turn just a little bit and reach in and pull out your drink? No wonder it's easy to drink 3 or 4 cans of pop in 2 hours, not just 1 hour. In 2 hours. You've got to move. You have no choice. You were created to move your body. Now, yes, I'm all about exercise. It is important to have strength training, but that's not what I want to hone in on here today. I want you to hear this. Within an hour of your everyday, so you've got 24 hours in a day, except for when you're sleeping, in your waking hours, let's put our definition on what I mean by this, our waking hours, 1 hour, every hour of your waking hours, you need to be up and moving 15 minutes of that 1 hour. So for 45 minutes, if you're sitting 15 minutes, you are moving. That's a minimum, minimum. That means, yes, if you are working out in the corporate world, you got to figure out how can you move more. It doesn't necessarily have to be all at the same time, but you need to watch that. If you were to put yourself on an actual pedometer, don't track anything else. Just see how many steps you're actually taking. I would bet you that you're taking less than 4,000 steps, unless if you are actually physically committing to exercise, a fitness regimen, where you're running or walking or cycling or something like that. I'm talking about your daily routine activity, going to work, picking the kids up from school, getting up in the morning, going to bed, fixing dinner, vacuuming the house. You're going to get less than 4,000 steps in a day. I know. I tried it. I tested it. It blew me out of the water. And I'm like, we're supposed to take 10,000 minimum? I don't want you to get caught up in all of that. I want you to look at how you are living your hour. How are you living your hour? Are you sitting all the way through? I know for me, when I'm writing, I tend to sit more when I write. Depending, if I'm outside, I'm definitely sitting down. I'm enjoying the sun and baking in it. But, because I got to get my vitamin D. However, if I'm recording, I'm standing up. Now, there are times that I will work, and yes, I have a makeshift standing desk, and it's not really a standing desk, but I've made it out of an armoire. It works awesome. I will share that with you eventually when we get into the AIM Academy. You're going to see things that you never thought you'd see, but we're going to have fun. I'm just telling you, we are going to have a blast. And so I will stand up. So sometimes I do write. I'll do some research, but I have to be careful because I don't want to lock my knees. I get myself so focused. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. How long have I been standing here? So then I go to sit. So I have to, yes, find that harmony, as into sitting and standing. But if you're not moving at least 15 minutes of your hour, and then every hour is like that, you've got to repeat it on every waking hour, then something's wrong. And I'm being serious. So you've got to energize with intentional movement. The more you move, the more energy you'll have. That's how we were made. So work on that. And finally, the E, the final E of the fee, is engage in purposeful rest. Now notice I didn't say sleep. Because for some people, they freak out about the word sleep now. Your body needs to rest. It needs to reset every day. And so in order to do that, that means you do have to rest. Now, if you're one who says, I know what you're going to tell me, and I can't do it. Yeah, I am going to tell you that in order to really give your body the optimum opportunity of full rest and restoration, to reset, to restore, and to detox, to allow your brain to clear everything out, you need 7 to 9 hours on average. Don't argue with me, because you know what? When I was a lot younger, I would have argued with me. And I had convinced myself that I didn't need that much. But the thing is, was my body was always working on stress, literally. I was in fight or flight mode all the time. There was no rest for this body. And I think at one point I began to age beyond my actual birth years. That's scary. And I began to notice that. The doctors were like, oh yeah, everything looks fine. I'm like, you don't know how I feel. You don't know that I go home and I'm exhausted. I get up and I'm already exhausted. Something's wrong. Doesn't make sense. And I began to tear apart my lifestyle and looking at what I do and how I do it. You've got to engage in purposeful rest. You've got to give your body a break. Now, if you're one who says, Christiane, I've tried it. Don't convince me. I can only sleep 6 hours. Okay, I get it. I'm not going to argue with you. Maybe you're a strong 5.5. Maybe you're a 10.5. Whatever it is for you. If you're one who says, I can't get that, I still want you to rest then, which means turn off your electronics. Go in and get and start reading a brand new book. Well, it doesn't have to be a brand new book. Get one. You probably have one that's been sitting on the nightstand for years. You haven't made time to read it. Get it out. Start reading it. Do that for 30 minutes or an hour and then put it down and go to sleep. Maybe for you it's journaling. Or it's both. But get off your electronics. And no, I'm not going to go into the craziness about the blue lights. And yes, I get all of that. I know. You can put on these glasses, whatever. Darken the room, cool it down. Okay. Those are fundamental and most of us already know that. The problem is we can do all of that. But if we're not making time to actually get our butts in bed and laying our head on the pillow, it's not going to happen. You can buy all the no blue light things and masks you want and pretty smelling things to spray on your pillow. It all sounds wonderful. I know. I've done them all. My husband too. But if you're not laying in bed, rest is not going to happen. There is a cost to keeping your body healthy. There's a fee. Fuel, energize, engage. You know, most of us don't necessarily know this verse in the Bible off the top of our head. We know it kind of in generalization. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. And it's 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then honor and glorify God with your body. Who are you trying to fool? Are you trying to convince yourself that all those little bites of nothing isn't really that bad? That, oh, staying up late, having a few extra drinks every single night, not just once in a while. Are you pushing yourself stress-wise, living beyond your own limits? And I'm not talking about financially. A lot of us are living beyond our limits when it comes to our finances. I'm talking about living beyond our limits when it comes to our health. And we are. We try to stuff way too much in a day. There's a point in time that you say, you know what? I need to scale back. I need to know my priorities. I need to set boundaries. And I need to let the journey begin as to what my health is going to cost me. Am I willing to pay the fee? You see, what if you were given a car by your best friend? Me. And I said, you know what, Sue, take this car for me. I want you to keep it for 6 months. I want you to drive it, have fun with it. It's an awesome car. I was very blessed, and oh my gosh, it's like the creme de la creme cars, you know? It's awesome. So I want you to enjoy it, Sue. So Sue takes that car, and Sue says, oh, this is awesome. She has fun in it. She goes to the drive-thru and gets some things to eat and, you know, begins to live in the car. She begins to also put fuel in the car, but it's not the expensive premium gas that this European, very specialized, expensive car needs. It's just, well, let's say dirty gas. It's like 89. Maybe once in a while, maybe it might get a 91 if the car's lucky. And then the oil gets changed. Not so much. Well, I get back. 6 months have passed. And I come back and say, Sue, how's the car? She goes, oh, it looks great. What do you think? Oh, yeah, it does. Thanks so much for taking care of her. Did you have fun with her? Oh, I had a blast. And then I get into it. And I see how it was lived in. Stuff just thrown here and there. And then I go to turn the ignition. And I hear this rumble. And it trying to start. It had nothing but junk being put in it for 6 months. Do you think Sue would have been able to look at me and say, wow, Christiane, you know, I really, really appreciate you letting me use this? Or do you think she would have hung her head and been a little bit more, I'm sorry. This is how I left it. This is how I took care of it. You see, there's a lot of us in this world, unfortunately, that are not going to take care of our bodies. And we're going to be standing at those pearly gates way too soon. What are you going to tell God? I'm sorry I didn't take care of the body that you gave me. God has big, big dreams for you. And if you are not willing to pay the cost as he has paid the cost for you, then you might be hanging it up sooner rather than later. Don't leave God-sized dreams unachieved. Those are the best kind you want to see come alive. God wants to work a miracle with you. So you've got to be willing to take care of you. Drop the excuses. Now, if you're like, okay, I am on SOS right now, deep breath, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. If you need someone to talk to and you're like, we got to make something happen now because I am falling off the tracks and I got to figure something. I don't know what it is. Click on the link. That will begin our conversation. We will get you scheduled for a free coaching call with me. And then we can see what happens from there. What you need. Give you a strategy and some tools to kickstart you so you can let the journey begin. But you have to be willing to say, I matter. Because you do matter. But unfortunately, a lot of us keep making those excuses, and we've convinced ourselves that we are not worthy. I'm tired of you saying that over and over and over again in your head. This may be the 8th day of January, but to you, every day is the first day of a new day. It's the beginning. It allows you to say, you know what? Today, this is when I start. Every single day, you're starting. Why? Because you matter that much to God that He paid a price for you. He paid that fee. Aren't you willing to pay that fee back to Him? It surely doesn't cost much. Fuel, energize, engage. I want you to take a hard look today as to where you are headed. Do you want that journey to go down a road that you're like, it's a little dark down there. I'm not really sure where I'll end up. You want to place your bet there? Or are you ready to say, I'm in. I want to take care of my body. No, I don't have to be model perfect. I want to be healthy. The key is healthy. I want to be the best I can be in the body that God gave me. We all have flaws. I've already told you, right? My legs. Oh, yeah. They're strong. They're mighty, all right. And I'm short. So I don't have that height. Oh, Lord, if you would have given me just a half an inch, maybe a full inch would have been awesome. I wouldn't have been too tall. My husband still would have been taller. Everything would have been okay. But you know what? Then I wouldn't be who I am now, because that's not who I am. So stop making excuses. Stop blaming other people. Stop blaming God, and take responsibility and be willing to let the journey begin. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.